Republican lawmakers in Washington sharpening their axes, ready to propose massive cuts to the budget. The chairman of the Ways and Means Committee in Washington has called for making difficult decisions today, saying the country cannot grow under this mountain of debt.
Ways and Means Committee Chairman Dave Camp joining us live now this morning to give us his take on the economic picture and what needs to be done with the budget as time winds down for a compromise. Congressman, thanks for being with us this morning. And I'm wondering if first you could address the issue coming out just in the last day or so regarding a private report saying that if we cut the budget as drastically as Republicans want to, it'll cost $700,000 by the end of the year. 700,000 jobs, I should say, by the end of the year.
Well, good morning, J.P. Lana. Great to be with you. Well, I think that's just a flawed analysis. First of all, they said if we spent $1 trillion, we'd create all these jobs, and those jobs didn't occur. So now they're saying if we reduce spending, we're going to lose jobs that were never created in the first place. I think there's other economists that have come forward that have just really debunked that whole approach, and I think that's just wrong. Obviously, if you reduce the size of the government sector, the private sector will grow to fill that. We have debt that's 100% of our economy. We have spending that has increased dramatically. We do need to address that, but we're doing that so that we can create jobs and growth in the private sector. That's why we have to address these issues.
Mr. Chairman, what do you think of the stopgap spending plan that's on the table today and what we need to do?
Well, I do think it's a good step. It's a $4 billion reduction. It does get us 2 weeks to really get a longer-term solution, which is what we need. And, of course, that's about this year's budget. We're already now beginning to talk about what we do for next year. We have, because there was no budget passed for the first time since 1974 in the last Congress, we have hangover from these issues that weren't addressed. So we need a longer-term solution. This will get us some time to negotiate that final step.
Heard a lot about the potential for a government shutdown here if we don't come to some kind of an agreement. And it seems, I just have to say, looking in from outside, it seems like Democrats would like that because that would create the same kind of stalemate that happened in the 90s, caused a big backlash for the Republicans. How's that going at this point? Do you think that we will come together without having any kind of government shutdown?
Well, I think we're all trying to work toward a solution that will avoid that. I don't think that's a helpful result. I think the American people want us to get spending under control. We have this plan that we've put forward as Republicans to reduce spending, to try to grow our economy, to try to create jobs. I think that's where the debate is. I hope this 2 weeks will get us a chance to really address this in the long run, which is what we need to do. We need to finish this year so we really can begin the significant reforms. And I of course, want to work on tax reform to address really getting this country moving again.
Well, as Ways and Means Chair, that said, you are the House's most important decision maker on tax legislation. Where are you on your push for comprehensive tax reform?
Well, we've begun to have hearings. It was the first hearing I held as chairman was on tax reform. We're going to have another one tomorrow. I've reached out, obviously, to the Senate and Chairman Max Baucus on the Senate side as well, and we're beginning to have discussions and trying to find if there is a consensus where we can really address this tax code. We're not competitive. We're not competitive on a business sense. We are in a global economy. We need to look at it. The individual side, there are many, many deductions and credits and provisions that if you don't have a fancy accountant or lawyer, you feel like you're not really paying the same amount somebody else is who does. I think that we need to really look at this code and really adopt a pro-growth tax code that will make us competitive around the world and help create jobs here in America.
Pleasure talking with you. Thanks so much.